call 608-819-82.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. The nation is still digesting some major Supreme Court decisions handed down this week, including one that said President Biden's student loan relief program is unconstitutional. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger says borrowers have other ways to lessen their burden.
There's actually a loan simulator at studentaid.gov. You can go in and say, well, what would a different loan look like? Specifically, there are income-based loan repayment plans. This is important because if your income has gone down significantly, these are plans that will lower your monthly payment, stretch out the time that you will repay those loans.
After four nights of unrest following his death at the hands of French police, funeral services were held today for a 17-year-old boy. Details from the BBC's Lucy Williamson.
Beside the discreet barricades outside the cemetery in Nanterre, a small crowd waited for Niall's funeral cortege. There was more tension than talking. All filming, even on phones, was banned. No Snapchat, no Insta, mourners were told. The message to journalists was starker. Get a camera out at your peril. Public interest in Niall grating against more private ties.
More than 1,300 people have been arrested during the riots and protests throughout France. There's a report from the Washington Post that then-President Trump tried to pressure Arizona Governor Doug Ducey to overturn the state's presidential election results. Reaction from the University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato.
The Speaker of the House there, a very conservative Republican by the name of Rusty Bowers, had already come forward to explain Trump's calls pressuring him to overturn the election and send friendlier electors, meaning Trump electors, to Washington. Rusty Bowers absolutely refused, even though he had voted for Trump twice. He was a supporter of Trump, but he said that this would be a violation of his oath of office.
There are hazy skies in parts of the Northeast this weekend as some of the smoke from wildfires in Canada makes its way south. National Weather Service meteorologist Tony Fracasso says things are looking up, though.
Slowly decreasing. You know, the flow is a little bit less out of Canada, so a lot of the smoke that's from the wildfires in Canada is kind of mostly staying north of the border, and we'll see some of the worst air quality levels lessen over the weekend.
Australia has become the first country to allow psychiatrists to write prescriptions for psychedelics, including the ingredient in psychedelic mushrooms. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new study shows creative activities are a literal lifesaver for young people dealing with feelings of stress, depression, and anxiety. As Catherine Carley reports, the same goes for kids in marginalized groups.
The Adobe Foundation and National Alliance on Mental Illness, or NAMI, found more than 60% of young people surveyed reported an improved sense of confidence through painting, writing, or any form of creative expression. NAMI's Frederick Miggins says improving access to creative activities could help turn the tide on a youth mental health crisis.
Creative expression is something that just about anyone can engage in person or online. This makes it one of the most accessible ways for people to invest in supporting their own mental well-being.
Megan says creative expression is not a substitute for professional mental health treatment, but rather an important tool in managing one's overall well-being and sense of purpose. The survey found younger people were more likely than the general population to say creative expression strengthened their sense of identity or belonging in a community. LGBTQ plus respondents were more likely than heterosexual respondents to say that creative activities improved their mental health and boosted their sense of community. Megan says at a time when so many LGBTQ plus youth feel targeted, online influencers are helping inspire young people to get creative themselves.
You know, at a time where a lot of the social media landscape can feel unwelcoming or antagonistic to people with queer identities, it's a great reminder that there's beauty and support out there.
Megan says trans kids in particular revealed even greater mental health benefits from creative expression. He says it's important for people struggling with mental illness to realize they're not alone and that creative activities can also be done with a family member or friend. I'm Catherine Carley.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Warning. You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Thursday that I sure as hell wish was Friday. Dom and I going to Dave Matthews' band tonight. We're going to party our asses off at his Summerfest in the city. Other than the bad air and a little rain on the lakeshore, should be a good time.
Oh, come on, man. It's warm in Wisconsin. We'll take what we can get.
Summertime. The Summer of Love 3.0 kicking off tonight. Dom, bad news out of the U.S. Supreme Court. We had seen a few surprising to the moderate decisions. Now here come the real craptacular decisions for the end of the term. They've been saving them. Tomorrow we'll find out the fate of student loan holders that are hoping to get some sort of forgiveness of their debt. That will come down tomorrow. But today the Supreme Court rejected race-based affirmative action in college admissions. So they threw out affirmative action. The Supreme Court today held that admissions programs at Harvard and the University of North Carolina, go Heels, that relied in part on racial considerations violate the Constitution's guarantee of equal protection, a historic ruling that will force a dramatic change in how the nation's private and public universities select their students. Now, I get that if it's a public university, but how can they make this ruling over private institutions? They cannot set their own race-based criterion? May not do so. How can the U.S. Supreme Court make this determination for Marquette University? Or any other?
Do they? I'm not clear. I would guess anything to do with any sort of federal money. Now, whether or not they themselves receive federal money, if there's federal money, grants or loans be given, given to the student body, perhaps that's the angle.
The vote split, go figure, along ideological grounds, with Chief Justice John G. Roberts Jr. writing for the conservative members in the majority, a busy man, lots of writing, and the liberals dissenting. While the ruling involved race-conscious programs at Harvard and UNC, it will affect virtually every college and university in the United States. Here's a quote from Roberts. The student must be treated based on his or her experiences as an individual, not on the basis of race. He was joined by Clarence Thomas, Samuel Alito Jr., Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. the Federalist Hit Row Society. Many universities have for too long done just the opposite. In doing so, they have concluded wrongly that the touchstone of an individual's identity is not challenges bested, skills built, or lessons learned, but the color of their skin. Our constitutional history does not tolerate that choice. You know, this is the country that the launched with the Three-Fifths Amendment, right? Right,
dude. That's the Constitution to which he refers.
John Roberts has declared racism over in America.
Oh, excellent.
Problem solved.
Good to know. And here I thought it was totally done when Barack Obama was elected president, but now Roberts has declared it so.
Now, Roberts said the admission programs at Harvard and UNC lack sufficient, and this is a quote, lack sufficiently focused and measurable objectives warranting the use of race, unavoidably employ race in a negative manner, involve racial stereotyping, and lack meaningful endpoints. But he added that nothing in this opinion should be construed as prohibiting universities from considering an applicant's discussion how race affected his or her life, through it be discrimination, inspiration, or otherwise. So you're saying discrimination exists. People are probably still being discriminated against because you say it's valid to use those experiences in what? Your admissions essay?
Apparently, but not if you check the box.
Dominic, it was the second time in as many terms that the court's dominant conservative majority has undermined decades-old landmark rulings. The votes were 6-3 in the University of North Carolina case and 6-2 in the Harvard case. Because a Supreme Court justice, of course, the liberal Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, recused herself because she had served on a board at Harvard. And last year, the justices ending the guarantee of abortion rights that the High Court found nearly 50 years ago in Roe v. Wade, the court first approved the limited use of affirmative action in college admissions decisions 45 years ago, citing the importance of filling U.S. campuses with students from varied backgrounds. You want to do the dissent?
Yeah, let's hear.
Let's hear about the dissent.
Let's hear. In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, the court's lone Latina justice, wrote that it is, quote, a disturbing feature of today's decision that the court does not even attempt to make the extraordinary showing required to reverse precedent. Sotomayor, who has said her own life is an example of how affirmative action programs can work, spoke at length from the bench on Thursday, a tactic justices use to mark their profound disagreement with the decision. Equal educational opportunity is a prerequisite to achieving racial equality in our nation, she wrote, joined by Jackson and Justice Elena Kagan. Today, this court stands in the way and rolls back decades of precedent and momentous progress. It holds that race can no longer be used in a limited way in college admissions to achieve such critical benefits. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness as a constitutional principle and an endemically segregated society where race has always mattered and continues to matter.
Not anymore. Robert says
we're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. We're good. But you could talk about how racism has impacted you in your life, Crudy, and other spots of the admissions. Robert's majority opinion did not specifically say the court was overturning the precedent in Grutter versus Bollinger, the 2003 opinion, that said universities could consider race as a factor in admission decisions to build a diverse student body. But in his concurring opinion, Justice Clarence Thomas, a longtime opponent of affirmative action, he wrote this. The court's opinion rightly makes clear that Grutter is, for all intents and purposes, overruled and sees the university's admission policies for what they are, rudderless, race-based preferences designed to ensure a particular racial mix in their entering classes. In a footnote, Robert acknowledged that the federal government has argued there is a compelling interest in allowing the nation's military academies to consider race in their admissions decisions. What? He held out the possibility that an argument could be considered in a future case in light of the potentially distinct interests that military academies may present.
Well, we're okay with a diverse military, but not other public or private
universities. Well, they just haven't seen that lawsuit yet, so we'll see. Leaders of elite private and public institutions have said they fear a dramatic drop in Black and Hispanic students if they are prohibited from giving any racial preference when making admissions decisions among qualified applicants. President Biden appeared before reporters Thursday afternoon to express his strong disagreement with the decision. He defended affirmative action as a necessary tool, saying it enables colleges to admit a more diverse group of students who meet their admissions criteria. Here's what Biden said. Discrimination still exists in America. I guess he should have told that to Roberts before he wrote his opinion. Repeating the phrase two more times for emphasis. He said he was directing the Education Department to analyze what practices...
We do have sound of the president, Joe Biden, on this topic.
All right, let's finish this up and we'll get to some of that. He said he was directing the Education Department to analyze what practices the colleges and universities help build a more inclusive and diverse student body and what practices hold that back. As Crudy mentioned, we have some of the sound. Let's keep going. The whole sound. Let's do start with cut one. All right, Evan, let's do cut one. Here is the president, President Biden, on the case.
The court has affirmed and reaffirmed this view, that colleges could use race not as a determinant factor for admission, but as one of the factors among many in deciding who to admit from a qualified pool of applicants.
The president strongly disagrees. Cut two, please.
The court has effectively ended affirmative action in college admissions, and I strongly, strongly disagree with the court's decision.
Apparently, the president still thinks discrimination exists. Cut three.
The truth is, we all know it. Discrimination still exists in America. Discrimination still exists in America. Discrimination still exists in America. Today's decision does not change that.
Tell it to Roberts. Cut four, please. Wrong beliefs.
Many people wrongly believe that affirmative action allows unqualified students to be admitted ahead of qualified students. This is not how college admissions work. Rather, colleges set out standards for admission, and every student has to meet those standards.
Ah, but they believe something else. It doesn't matter. Let's go talk about the process. President Biden, cut five, please.
Colleges first establish a qualified pool of candidates based on meeting certain grade, test scores, and other criteria. Then and only then, it is from this pool of applicants, all of whom have already met the school standards, that the class is chosen after weighing a wide range of factors, among them being race.
President Biden cut six regarding strong colleges.
I believe our colleges are stronger when they are racially diverse. Our nation is stronger because we are tapping into the full range of talent in this nation.
America as an idea. Cut number seven, please.
While the court can render a decision, it cannot change what America stands for. America is an idea unique in the world, an idea of hope and opportunity.
Well, there's also an idea, I believe, among many white nationalist Americans that brown and black people and others do not belong in the halls of higher education. Let's do cut number eight. Final cut, President Biden today.
Companies who are already realizing the value of diversity should not use this decision as an excuse to turn away from diversity either. We can't go backwards.
But unfortunately, we certainly are going backwards. Thomas, also, who for decades was in the minority as the court upheld versions of affirmative action policies, took the unusual step of reading from his concurring opinion immediately after Roberts read the majority decision. He said he was writing to make the case for a colorblind constitution, although he was being painfully aware of the social and economic ravages that have befallen my race and all who suffer discrimination. In his concurring opinion, Thomas directly engaged with Jackson, one of the court's most liberal members and the only other black justice. In her view, he wrote, almost all of life's outcomes may be unhesitantly ascribed to race. We get to some of Jackson's response. Stick around. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll take your call, 844-967-2789.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the next negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson and Walks today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raised the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, 844-967-2789. Going to your calls in just a moment. I want to throw out Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, some of her criticism. Here's what she said according to the Washington Post. With let them eat cake obliviousness, today the majority pulls the ripcord and announces colorblindness for all by legal fiat. But deeming race irrelevant in law does not make it so in life. And I'll jump down. Jackson opened her dissent by noting the gulf-sized, race-based gaps that continue to exist in American society. Ones created in the distant past, but passed down through generations. By restricting the use of race in admissions decisions, she said, the Supreme Court was detaching itself from the country's actual past and present experiences. She compared the majority members of the court to ostriches sticking their necks in the sand with a reference to a common myth of what the long-necked birds do when scared. No one benefits from ignorance. Although formal race-linked legal barriers are gone, race still matters to the lived experiences of all Americans in innumerable ways. And today's ruling makes things worse, not better. The best that can be said of the majority's perspective is that it proceeds, ostrich-like, from the hope that preventing consideration of race will end racism. But if that is its motivation, the majority proceeds in vain. Colleges being required to ignore race, she added, would not make the issue go away and would in fact make race matter even more and prolong the problem of racism. It's no small irony that the judgment of the majority hands down today will forestall the end of race-based disparities in this country, making the colorblind world the majority wistfully touts much more difficult to accomplish. There is more from Justice Jackson Brown, but we'll get to the call. I'm sorry, Brown Jackson, 844-967-2789.
I believe Lisa from Madison, the most patient. Welcome, Lisa. What do you got for us?
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, guys. I don't know if you've mentioned it yet today, but remember to vote for Dom and Crute. I voted this morning.
All right.
If we don't win, it was rigged, Lisa.
It was totally rigged. If you guys
Channel 3000's Best of Madison favorite radio team, Dom and Crute, some dudes named Dom and Crute, the Devil's Advocates. I hear we've been nominated. An honor to be nominated, but embarrassed if we take like fifth place now.
That's why everybody has to vote right now. So everybody listening, get on your phone and vote.
Lisa,
I want to know why Dom was listed first.
We do it that way.
It's always been that way.
That's reversed alphabetically because it should be Crute and Dom, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's always kind of been Dom and Crute. I don't know why that is. The universe
Dom,
made it.
wrote it down first. Like, he was the most aggressive in writing down, like, the Devil's Advocates with Tom Acruit. And then our friend L.A. Tom bought a website, domacruit.com. And then I complained, so he bought crutandom.com.
But crutandom doesn't flow like that.
It doesn't flow the same.
No, you
got to
go with what flows.
Amen, sister. Any political thoughts? Any thought on the affirmative action?
Our OnlyFans page is crutandom.com.
Yeah. I want to know what is up with LeMahieu. Does he have a reason?
Do they need one?
I guess not.
I mean, really, if you're talking, in what regard? Leading his caucus, charging off the Thelma and Louise cliff of voting to effectively codify the abortion ban of 1849 with no exceptions for rape or incest, or the actions against Megan Wolf, where they're just going to make up their own math and say, well, half is bigger than two-thirds, and we've got a quorum, and we accept their nomination, and we crush it.
And we had an attorney that told us it was okay, Lisa.
Oh, good luck with that. I'm sure, unless it was Rudy Giuliani, I don't think
we strongly speculate it was Rudy Giuliani.
Okay. Yeah, it's the only way that would make sense.
All right, Lisa, appreciate your call and for reminding our audience. Go to channel3000.com, vote for Dom and crew. We got links up on the socials, the Devil's Advocates Radio on Facebook, and, of course, Devil Radio on Twitter. Let's keep going down the
line.
Please
don't let us finish last.
844-967-2789. Dynamo Dave from Duluth. What's up, Dave? How you doing?
Hey, Charismatic Crewian Dinner Dom. That's what your website should actually read.
Seems a little long, Dave.
Anyway,
I like that you lead with Crudy, though.
That's memorable. What's that?
I like that you lead with Crudy, though. You get it right.
Yeah, I'm trying to get on your good side. So if, you know, you appoint me to someone.
Sucking up will get you everywhere, hey. Dynamo Dave.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I'm working on it. Hey, by the way, affirmative action. Now, when I began my career in the early 80s and eventually became a hiring supervisor, affirmative action, and that was at a civil service at the University of Minnesota. And affirmative action there meant you had to hire, anybody who was not a male, white male, you had, and who also applied for a job, you had to give a good reason why you hired a white male over those people. And so I thought affirmative action actually was an advantage to females. And does this ruling mean that, like, when it comes to higher education, that females are going to be impacted by this ruling?
I actually not clear that gender is a determinant. It was race that was held out, and they said you can't use race. What I have seen is, let's call it a workaround, Dynamo Dave, might be using things like zip code. If you have a quote-unquote disadvantaged zip code, there are some zip codes in the city of Milwaukee. If you've come through those zip codes with academic excellence, even though you might not have as superior a test score or a 4.0, you have survived disparate outcomes, and you have succeeded when many failed. Someone like that deserves to be in college, to my opinion, probably more so than I ever did.
Right.
Any final thoughts, Dave?
Just thanks for making...
Oh, sorry about that. Thanks for the call, Dave. There are lots of searches here. White women benefit most from affirmative action, according to the interwebs. We can get into some of that more if you'd like. 844-967-2789. Stick around. We will be right back.
Hike up your skirt a little more.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief, the Biden administration is working to give student loan borrowers some relief after a Supreme Court ruling striking down his debt cancellation plan. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
For the next 10 months, a missed payment won't put borrowers into default or harm their credit rating.
There has been no let-up in rioting across France after a 17-year-old was shot and killed by police. CBS's Elaine Cobb is in Paris.
Spurred on by a challenge on social media, crowds of youths attacked a shopping mall, smashing windows and looting clothing stores. A weapons shop was also attacked. The interior minister ordered in reinforcements to back up local law enforcement in Marseille.
The Washington Post says then-President Trump tried to pressure then-Arizona Governor Doug Ducey into overturning election results. The UVA's Larry Sabato.
Ducey didn't go public with this. He wanted to stay back because he signed the papers to send the electors into Washington. He knew that Biden had won the election.
CBS News Brief.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why a RICO charge, counselor? What's that mean to the layperson?
It was written for organized crime, racketeer influenced and corrupt organizations act. That's where RICO comes from. The notion that you've got an entity whose purpose is to try to perpetuate some crime. It's more than just a singular event. It is a composite of kind of a corporate conspiracy doing things toward this illegal end.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much greater than me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday, wish it were Friday, rolling through the happier happy hour on to Dave Matthews. Concert starts about 7:30. Now I've got to get to the lakefront.
Oh, summer. I don't believe it, man. Concert never starts at 7:30.
No, they rarely do they? Like, you're sitting in your seats for way too long.
I'm going to go check out the November Criminals on one of the crappy side stages and hear some...
Oh, Keith is playing some polka...
Polka rap, yeah.
Polka rap.
Polka riot, yep.
They are a unique sound. We're in the Walk Studios, WAUK 540 AM, you know, sort of most of the way in it to Milwaukee today. because we're going to Summerfest. But still time for your phone calls. Early Friday grievances, if you will. Now, one of the more white privileged members of our audience calling in to what? Stand with the conservative majority's ruling, CJA. What was your opinion of the court's opinion on affirmative action?
Well, you know, the suit was brought by Asian Americans who have been discriminated for years. And finally ending discrimination by discrimination. God bless the Supreme Court. You know,
wow, man.
Tomorrow we find out.
So,
that
so we're all done then, right? We have no more discrimination in this country anymore.
Well, you know, it'll be just, you know, I have a dream.
What's the answer? Is that yes or no? I just want to hear it, CJ. Yes or no? Do we still have?
I mean, Robert's
in the be judged by their color. Their content of their character.
Yeah. I love it when you guys always use those quotes.
God,
let me ask you, CJ.
America.
Has racism been eliminated in this country per John Roberts? You agree with that, CJ? You think we're done?
You know, that'll be a case by case basis. Just students.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Thanks for trying, CJ.
I understand how this same court by a different 6-3 majority, but if you'll recall, it was just the other day. This court ruled that the state of Alabama had to create a second voting district for another black voting district. Apparently, they had been diluted. They had been cracked and packed into a singular district, diluting the representation of black citizens of the state of Alabama. And it was this very same court that says, apparently, it's still going on at the highest levels of governance, right?
Of course it is, yes.
It's still going on at the highest. Yeah, it's the highest, Alabama State
middle,
Legislature.
Lowest, it's still going on. It still goes on.
And Robert specifically said, as students apply, they can no longer consider race, but they could consider in what your application essay, if you tell the story of discrimination that you personally been a victim of.
How it has impacted you.
Perhaps the victimization of not getting into a better university because you haven't had the ACT tutorials. I mean, the people in Middleton, my kid goes to a pretty good school. But there are a lot of kids in that school. They go through the ACT prep courses and they study and they get tutors. And they get the benefit of the very best preparation so they can perform their best, and they take it multiple times if necessary.
On a standardized test.
And you back that up with what? I mean, I guarantee GPAs have gone up since I was in school, Dom. It's not just that my grades were deficient. It's that these standards have gotten easier, and I think some of that is the pressure of the parents, the helicopter parents. They want their kids in the fighter. Best universities, best schools, right? It has become very competitive. But these colleges and the students thereof, when surveyed here at the state of Wisconsin, the kids want the diversity, inclusion.
Equity.
They want that as part of it. They want other college kids that, you know, maybe broaden their horizons. Maybe they're exposed to cultures or people that they didn't grow up with. You know, lots of parts of the state of Wisconsin. I mean, I remember I grew up on the west side of Madison. One black kid in my school. One kid. That was the diversity. Diversity for us was like the college professor's Swedish kid. That was diversity. They came from Northern Europe, from the Scandinavians. So anyways, man, I don't, the contradictions in his own ruling, Roberts clearly points out that discrimination still exists, could be used as a criterion for evaluating an individual student. But the systemic racism, you know, can't utilize ethnicity any longer to try and broaden the horizons on campus.
Justice Brown Jackson also had a hypothetical, and we'll get to your calls, 844-967-2789. Apparently, she first raised it in October during oral arguments. She spoke about two potential applicants to the University of North Carolina, both of whom had family ties to the state going back to before the Civil War. One hypothetical applicant, John, was white, and would be part of the seventh generation in his family to attend UNC. The other, James, was black and would be the first generation in his family to attend the school, given that his ancestors were enslaved and did not have the opportunity to go to college. Brown Jackson writes, without affirmative action, only John's, the white kid, his family background would be considered and valued by the institution. Quote, these stories are not every student's story, but they are many students' stories. To demand that colleges ignore race in today's admission practices and thus disregard the fact that racial disparities may have mattered for where some applicants find themselves today is not only an affront to the dignity of those students for whom race matters, it also condemns our society to never escape the past that explains how and why race matters to the very concept of who merits, quote unquote, admission. What about the legacy, right?
Let me tell you an actual story of my family. My family is from that part of North Carolina. And my mother broke the legacy because she attended the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, graduate thereof. My brother attended the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Go figure, another legacy, another white kid graduating from the same college as the parent. But the unfortunate part, from my mom's point of view, granddad was a Duke grad, and you don't cross that line. Yeah. Carolina and Duke, they don't mix. That's like
okay,
blood
but
and
if,
Crips.
If you cannot, if you no longer...
But the here's setting aside the joke for just a minute. Duke is a university of rich people, let's just say. Duke University, very expensive. At the time, it was very prestigious. Still is. I guarantee it is. And to not attend something prestigious like Duke when your social standing allowed for that.
Right. How dare you?
Was the crime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was the crime in my mom's family because her dad, upper middle class, you know, upper middle class with house servants living down south. You go to Duke because your papa went to Duke.
If as wanted by all the Republicans out there, it's pure merit. Peer what? Test scores? Whatever it may be. How does that bode?
Parental contributions.
Right.
Wings.
So if my dad, you know, buys the
legacy
science
helps.
Ring, but does it?
Sure.
Is that going to be no
legacy
longer
allowed?
Legacy
has always been a criterion. Well, of course you can allow legacies.
But why? Why? Why should you be able to allow legacy? If it's about merit, why would you give anybody else, just because your daddy built a wing, why would you allow that to happen if this other kid from, you know, Milwaukee's...
Because white families have legacies.
Oh, that's why it counts?
I think so. I think so. Because families with money preserve that experience for the next generation.
I get that.
They make sure their kids
get
the same.
How is that based
experience.
On merit? That's not based on merit.
Of course it's not.
Okay, but so then they really don't want it based on merit. Because if that were the case, they would go through and say, okay, no more legacy. You can't do that anymore. You can't get preferential treatment because your parents gave millions of dollars to the university so your bum ass could get in.
If you set aside nepotism, what would most rich kids do? I mean, work for a living?
What?
Pass on their studiousness and hard work, go to Murphy Library down. Christ's sake, you can't expect that.
And then think about it. Again, as you talked about the zip codes before, and okay, if you can't do this, what's the workaround? Because certainly there are impacts. And if you have two kids, right, one black, one white, and they have the same grades, but you know one grew up in the richer area code with the support of the family. The other one's from a broken home and had all sorts of, you know, trials and tribulations that they overcame. Right?
We had
but
a texter.
They have the same score, right? Who is more valuable? Who would you rather have? The one that overcame the challenges of the zip code and the racial disparities and the income disparities? Or the one who got the same grade as that one?
Take that racial disparity out of your mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, poor Jimmy had to make it through lacrosse practice each day.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
And hockey practice in the winter.
Well, and all the traveling they had to do, because you can't play hockey without going on the road.
Of course.
I mean, it's just asinine to think that the experiences are even close to equal.
Here's one thing I would point out, and I only say this because I didn't graduate from one of our nation's better universities. It works out okay in the end. If you look at Fortune 500 companies and where their CEOs came from, there are a couple that have no college experience, but there are many, many that went to like state-level schools, Big Ten schools, schools of that nature, state schools, not these prestigious Harvard University type schools, and the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill is a state school. But the other example I gave, Duke University, that would be, you know, the upper crust, the very expensive, the very exclusive Duke University. You know, and they got the clock tower and all. Can't let everyone see their time.
So what?
Blue Devils, though. We do like the motto, Blue Devils.
We do like that. 844-967-2789. Good to know that we've cured racism in this country. And people like CJ and the Republicans out there. This is not... If you were so down about peer test scores and peer merit, how do you gauge those practically? I mean, if our standardized tests, is that the only way to go? Then you discount the legacy, you discount the donations. Are they standing up and screaming for that? Because I haven't heard that at all. Oh, because this is not fair. When's the last time you heard anyone complaining about, oh, my God, you know, Donald Trump's dad gave millions of dollars to the school so, you know, Donnie could go there?
Well, your dad can give millions of dollars to school, and we'll let Eric in as well.
You see what I'm saying? But where's the cry from the rafters to stop that? That's not based on merit. That's based on money. It's based on privilege. Right? It's based on connections. It's not based on merit.
You're just envious that your daddy's not richer and no one's giving you any nepotism.
If you have any problems with this, folks, just get rich and then you might have a little better chance.
That's all you and give some money to us and we'll spend it. Yes. And then we'll like you better. 844-967-2789. I think people are moving on to Summerfest right about now, Dom.
I think we should be moving on to Summerfest right about now.
I know that we'll get there very, very soon, Dom. A couple of the texters I want to share. We got this shiny new text
machine. I know. It's super cool, man.
The Civic Media text machine. And we now, and I didn't always read them. I'm going to just confess. I didn't read your text for like 4 or 5 years. But suddenly I do. There is a newfound engagement with the audience through this super app. Here is a couple of the questions. Make no mistake, Crudy, the hack liar Roberts didn't write, and I'm going to say squat for FCC purposes. His clerks did. We checked the box in the census. Is that next? Will we eliminate what? The acknowledgement of race in the census? Because by acknowledging their race, boy, that's racist, Dom.
Is that what it is?
I think so. If you would give any sort of benefit, nah, we got a texter in from God's country. The Eagle in La Crosse texted in. It's not about a diverse military for these a-holes. It's about the only avenue the poor, underadvantaged people can go to. Join the military if you want to leg up. In other words, you got to keep the military sufficiently appealing. Or where are you going to get the cannon fodder from? Ugh. Poor Americans, that's where you get them from. Come back with us. A little Dave Matthews preview, a little Summerfest action. And tomorrow on this big show, we've got David Crowley, Milwaukee County Corporate, Executive. I heard him earlier today being a little newsworthy, his comments on the rollback of affirmative action. Ooh. Heard it live on As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. And then later, during the noon news product, hope he's newsworthy for us tomorrow.
Always.
Come back, more Devils. We make news occasionally and take your calls. 844-96-PARTY.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government
is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day, taking your calls at 844-967-2789. Stick around, though. Maggie Dawn from the Maggie Dawn Show, she comes up at 6:06.
Dominic, another case before the U.S. Supreme Court, apparently predicated on false evidence. The ruling to be dropped tomorrow. The headline, and I quote here from The Guardian, key document may be fake. An LGBTQ rights case before the U.S. Supreme Court. Christian website designer says she received email requests from a same-sex couple, but the author says he did not send it, and he's not gay. A fraudulent document.
What? Don't you have to, like, show harm? I mean, who was harmed by the fake document?
I'm not exactly sure, Dom. I'm sorry. I'm stuck on
the All right, well, we'll find out tomorrow.
We'll find out tomorrow. That ruling will drop with or without valid evidence. I mean, and you know how they're going to rule? I mean, these conservatives, they held the word for last. The most controversial. The ones they're going to stick it to the people with. The ones that are going to be nearly impalatable. Perhaps the overturning of 40 years of affirmative action precedent that happened today.
Perhaps, yes, something like that.
Tomorrow, they're going to stick it to student loan borrowers where they overturn. And this one will probably go down like a 5-4. 5-4. They'll overturn the thought that Joe Biden can somehow forgive student loan debt. So write it down if you need to, Dom. You can call me accountable. But I feel pretty clear that either a 6-3 or a 5-4, they'll throw that out. And, of course, this... You can't make someone do something for a gay person. Whether or not it's valid evidence, they'll find some justification. And, well, whether or not the evidence is valid, the legal interpretation thereof is completely meritorious. So saith we.
Also, wasn't there a case, and I think so much going on, like a guy who didn't want to work on Sunday because of his religious beliefs?
Yes.
And that was, he was found that he didn't have to work on Sunday because of his religious beliefs. And I'm just wondering.
Accommodation, like, in the workplace, I believe the U.S. Supreme Court sent that back down to the lower courts for reconsideration. A mailman who, because of the U.S. Postal Service's contract with Amazon, was being asked to deliver packages on Sunday, and he moved himself to a more rural post office route, and then Amazon forced themselves upon the more rural route as well. They also had Sunday service, and that individual quit his job before he could be terminated because apparently they said it was a pretty big deal when he would not show up or when some other employee would have to fill his shift. It created undue whatever. And I believe the accommodation in the workplace, I believe they basically said you can accommodate people anything that sort of shades that separation between church and state. This court, they're all down for it.
What about my
praying
belief?
It.
I mean, do I have to have a fervent belief or just a little bit of a belief? Maybe my beliefs change. Like, I believe I should have a drink every day at 5 o'clock, whether or not. I mean, you know, I'm sorry, the blood of Christ.
And by God, I believe you do.
Yes, I believe. Oh, man. 844-967-2789. Annie from Watertown, you are up. Welcome, Annie. What do you got for us?
I'm going to ask about something Ketanji Brown put in her dissent going after Clarence Thomas. But the way that the right-wingers always complain about family leave and everything, this Postman's case, this sounds like people are going to take advantage of it and be skipping out of work all the time and just saying that it's religious reasons. I mean, if they, you know, it's quite not the same argument.
I'm less clear that people are going to try and use the Sabbath. I mean, if you have a job and the job requires you to work on Sunday and you don't want to work on Sunday because you're a religious person, I'm not clear why.
What is it about the Sabbath? You can't. Well, hang on. If I have a job and I don't want to work on, say, Mondays, and I believe it, just because I might be the only one who believes that's the holy day, and maybe I can find some religious text,
come or
maybe
on, man.
I
start Dragon a new religion. Sleeps on Monday.
You know what I'm saying? So what is it about Sunday? And technically Sabbath is Saturday. So what are you talking about?
Well, in the Jewish religion, it is. Orthodox Jews don't work from sunup to sundown on the Sabbath Saturday.
Go ahead, Annie.
All those lazy people are going to take advantage of it, just like they would if there were family leave.
Well, Glenn Grothman would point out, Wisconsinites want to work 8 days a week.
8 days a week. Hey, thanks for the call, Annie. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Tom from West Dallas, you're next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
I mean, like Dave Matthews, I just love to see him. So you guys have a good time. But you know, people being lazy, it's not there. You know what I mean? It's not there.
Tom, sorry, we've got a little bad connection. I heard you wish us to have a good time with Dave Matthews. But the rest of it, a little hard to hear, man. So try us back. We'll be doing it again on Friday, just a little more hungover, I suspect. 844-967-2789. Our pal Rico from Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, doing good, guys. So let me get this straight now. The Supreme Court's saying that we've gone far along enough as a society now that we're going to put our faith and our hope and mankind, he's always going to do the righteous thing going forward. And I'm like,
DJ. So God, help us God.
Wait a second. Not even God himself has that much faith in mankind. Read the end of the book. Quit living in the past. You're regressing. You're regressing so far. You're back in Genesis, dude. Get to the end. There's no hope. Oh, I don't want to relive the 60s, guys.
Rico, you're starting to sound like one of the 60s. Four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Hey, I lived through the 60s, man. I do not want to go there again. I'm telling you.
Man, we'd be lucky if we stop at the 60s. The way these guys are going is to the 50s or, hell, even 1849 here in the state of Wisconsin.
Well, the early 1860s, they're okay with. Later in the 1860s, got a little 19, too colorful.
1860s. Yo,
do the math.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the math.
I got you.
Rico's got some fans on the
text line.
On the text line. Rico's got his own fans.
Well, you are nice. Our fans. We appreciate every one of you. Every day checking in with us. We're going to do it again tomorrow. I'm going to try to get out here again to Waukesha tomorrow. Crew to me, we'll do it together. We'll double team this awesome radio show as we always do. It's always better in person.
Real quick, one of our fine texters says, just got off the phone with Dave Matthews. He agrees you should win best radio team in Madison. Thank you all for listening. Maggie Dawn is next and Raised in the Wisco. Rick Smith.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today. 855-954-1186.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson & Wachs. GTWLawyers.com.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage?